Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought two wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
BJ and Jamie.
Howdy there, it's the BJ and Jamie Morning Show from the KALC studios here in Denver, Colorado. Alice 1059 on the Odyssey app. You can find us there, too. I was listening to the Odyssey app yesterday. I thought the thing was pretty darn good, actually.
Didn't cut out on you or anything?
Well, we get complaints about it cutting out and cutting us off, and I don't think, you know, that's it's a lie by any means, but I had no problem with it yesterday. But you can find our podcast there later on today. Welcome to a Wednesday, November 13th, right? Is that right? 13? 13. Good morning,
yes.
Carson.
Good morning, BJ.
How you doing?
I'm a little concerned about everyone because there was a lot of people all over I-25 this morning. I don't know if people are not getting a lot of sleep, but they were swerving all over the place.
No kidding.
Yeah. Like, one guy literally went from the far left lane all the way to the right.
What the?
One swoop. No turn signal, nothing.
Did you hit him?
No, I stayed away from him. I was like, oh, man.
Good morning, Spadell.
Good morning.
How you doing?
I'm doing good.
Good,
just
good,
at this
good.
Colorado Candy Company candy, trying not to eat it.
Yeah. I've sworn it off today.
Oh, yeah?
You know,
I don't believe you.
Yesterday, listen to this, okay? Yesterday, you know what? The only thing I had all day long was sugar.
Yeah.
Sugar.
Well, it's delicious.
I ate Colorado Candy Company, dropped off. John came by yesterday, dropped off a big old box of candy. I ate that all morning after he got here. And then I went home, and I wasn't hungry, obviously, so I didn't eat lunch. Then later in the afternoon, I ate a big old bag of M&Ms.
Oh, man.
Yeah, and that's all I had yesterday, sugar. So when I woke up this morning, I felt like crap.
Yeah, I bet.
Yeah, all that sugar in my system. Plus, I'm a Snickers away from being a diabetic, you know? That's what the doctor told me.
Yeah, you're right on that line.
So as of this morning, I've sworn off all sugar, maybe for the next week. 2 weeks.
I'll believe it when I see it.
Yeah, 2 hours maybe.
No. You will not see me in the candy from Colorado Candy Company this morning.
Are you sure that Brittle's not calling your name right now?
We're not going to see you because you're going to sneak to the office and eat it.
No, Spadell.
I got to go to the bathroom.
Spadell, I would feel so bad because I've made a promise, man. You know, I don't break promises to myself. Now, I'd break a promise to you all day long. Okay. Or to Carson or to Jamie. Jamie. Where is Jamie? Jamie!
I don't got a text.
I don't either. Yeah.
but I will not break the promise to me. I've got to cut back, man. I got to take it down a notch. That's just too much. All day long. It's all I had.
You went ham yesterday morning. Yeah. I was actually like,
I didn't eat dinner. I didn't eat a lunch. I didn't eat anything but candy.
It is delicious, but yeah, that's not good.
Breakfast of champions. Get some Brittle in here.
Oh, my God. What am I doing? And you know, a doctor's warning. I don't know why. I don't take it seriously. And you should. When your doctor tells you.
You'll take it seriously when they're like cutting your foot off because you're diabetic.
Yeah, cut my foot off. Yeah. Hey, maybe life's not so bad with one foot. I don't know. I mean, I've never done it, so who knows, right?
Yeah.
By the way, I was just reading a story here on the squirrel. You know the squirrel Peanut?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. They put out why they put him down.
Why?
Yeah, well, we'll get to it a little bit later on. Good morning, Jamie.
What?
How you doing?
What?
What's the matter?
Everything's fine. It's all fine.
What's the matter, Pumpkin?
Everything's fine.
Come on. You can tell me. I'm your friend.
Fine. Everything's fine. Fine.
I'm your friend.
Everything's fine. Just keep on doing your show.
Was it a rough morning?
Just keep on doing your show. Just, what about
we had a good show going, too. Carson's tired.
Yeah.
Oh, cars were swerving on I-25 this morning.
There was one guy going 9 miles per hour. Like 9 miles per hour.
Oh, and I'm here we go.
Oh, my God. Could you just pick up? I mean, are you stoned?
There's something in the water this morning. I'm telling you.
And if you are going I-25 north, if you're going I-25 north off of Bellevue, there's a guy all the way across the on-ramp.
Thank you.
He ran out of gas or something, but he ran out while he was turning, and he's all the way across it. So that's going to be a
people are crazy this morning.
It is nuts.
Hey, speaking of which, did you see that Cybertruck that's become a tourist attraction up in Seattle? Have you seen this yet?
Yeah, is it because it's broken?
They think it's broken down.
Yeah.
They don't know, but you can even find it on Google Maps. It's become a pinpoint on Google Maps. They've pinned it, and it's become a tourist attraction that people are going to it every day just to look at it.
Yeah, because it's broken down.
It's been sitting there for like a week and a half. Yeah. Nobody knows who it belongs to.
I saw one yesterday that was wrapped in purple.
Yeah.
Ugh.
Yep.
Why?
I've seen that too. It's ugly.
And it doesn't have advertising on it or anything like that. It's not to catch your attention. It's just purple.
That's wanting to be seen.
I guess so.
Yeah, if you've got a big purple Cybertruck.
It is hideous.
Where's it at?
It's just driving around. I don't know.
Oh, you just saw it on the road. I thought maybe it was in your neighborhood or something.
No.
Oh, God.
No,
is there any in your neighborhood?
I don't need to act like we're better than that.
Is there any in your neighborhood?
We have tons of Teslas, but not the Cybertruck.
You don't see the truck?
No.
We have one.
Yeah.
We have one. Parks down at the park. They bring their kid in. I don't know what part of the neighborhood they live in, but we have one, and you can spot that. I mean, it's like a sore thumb out there.
I know you guys don't like it. I love it. I actually love it, but I don't. I would never make it purple, ever.
Yeah, no, that's a bad color.
I think I'd be embarrassed to drive one.
Dude, I'm already embarrassed to drive my Jeep.
I know. I mean, think about it.
Oh, my God. That thing, every time I drive it to Bud's, people come in and they're like, I was wondering if you were here. I saw your Jeep. And I'm like, oh, my God, I got to get a rental car.
Got to ditch this.
No kidding. All right, BJ, Jamie, Morning Show, just getting started. We'll be right back. Hang in there.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9, BJ, Jamie, Morning Show. Happy Wednesday. Happy Wednesday. Going to be 53 degrees today. Going to be pretty nice out there. Did you get rain yesterday? Snow?
I didn't. Nothing? Nothing. Absolutely nothing happened. Just wind.
Eh, crap.
That's all I had. I just had wind.
Oh. I had wind.
Yeah.
Clouds. Nothing.
Yep.
Nothing.
But my whole entire lawn, I'm sure you guys too, is just still covered in snow.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So that's good.
Yeah. I was telling Spadil this morning, I said, I'm okay with the moisture thing.
Yeah.
Because we've got plenty right now. All right. I got an update on that peanut. Remember the squirrel?
I heard.
Can I give you the quick update here? I mean.
So this is why they said they euthanized him, right?
Yeah. Okay. They got rid of the squirrel. If you don't know the story, Peanut was a squirrel that was a pet in New York. Is that right? New York, I think it was, right? All right. And the guy, his home got raided. Somebody called, I guess, and said Peanut is a wild animal in a house, and they weren't happy with it, okay? So they raided his house and took Peanut. Well, according to the sources, they did not put him down immediately. It was 2 days later when they euthanized the squirrel. And they euthanized him because he bit somebody at the, I guess, the pound, wherever they take the squirrel. He bit somebody. So in order to test him for rabies, they had to put him down.
So then why did they get rid of the raccoon?
I don't know. They didn't say. They just brought up Peanut. I guess he's the only one people care about.
That's rude.
No one cares about Fred.
They don't care about Fred, the raccoon. Yeah.
Yeah. Wow. Yeah.
But you're right. They took both and they put them both down. But they're claiming, I think it's BS. That squirrel didn't bite anybody.
Well, because it doesn't make sense. The raccoon also went.
No.
Yeah.
They're covering their butts, right?
Yeah. But you said, what else did you say? There's a big conspiracy that, the monkeys.
The monkeys.
Yeah, BJ. All right. Yesterday, BJ just off the air went ballistic about monkeys.
But you agreed with me. You do agree with me, I think.
No, I said it differently, but go ahead.
But if, all right. So the monkeys. The monkeys are, what, 43 monkeys, I think it was? Mm-hmm. It's a bio lab. That's very important here, okay? It's a bio lab. And they've been testing on these monkeys, who knows what for, and what they've injected them with. They escaped because somebody left the door open.
Right, but they said none of them had had any treatments. Mm-mm. Sure.
Yeah. These are monkeys that are virgins when it comes to testing,
Nothing's
okay?
Nothing's happened to 43 monkeys.
Yeah, right. Okay? They're not going to tell you that they're running around with Ebola. Right.
So then they said that they got them. They captured all of them. Right. They said they captured all of them. But I said to BJ, they didn't tell us if they captured them dead or alive.
Yes.
Yeah. So my thought is they probably took them down. You know,
but they
don't want to say that.
I think that they had a major emergency on their hands, and ever how they could get that monkey, they took that monkey dead or alive.
Because they didn't say they captured them all alive. They said they captured them.
Yeah.
That was it.
But these monkeys ran free for almost a week.
Yeah, they were out there.
There for a while, they only had 25 of the 43, and who knows? And do we believe they actually caught all 43? I mean, think about that for a minute.
That's going to be hard to do.
Monkeys are pretty slick.
Yeah. They have to tell us if they did or didn't, because if you find one spare one somewhere, you're going to be like, dude, you miscounted.
Yeah.
So the number I think they got right.
Look, hey, you can call us skeptical if you want to. That's fine. But I'm not buying this BS. They didn't capture all the monkeys. There's a couple out there somewhere.
Yeah. And I remember they were asking people not to come around there. And I'm like, I know why. Because they got some stuff inside their systems. And if they bite you, you're going to be like,
who knows what's going to happen?
Yeah, right?
That's crazy.
God, turn it to like we just a Smurf don't buy it.
Is that considered a conspiracy theory that you and I are starting?
I forget that, you know, I mean, look, I realize that we do testing and stuff, but I forget that we do some wacky stuff in this country.
Oh, don't care. In every country, right?
Yeah.
So, I mean, look at the COVID thing. Yeah. I mean, that's a good example right there.
The
what it did to the world.
Yep.
What it did to the world. Yeah, these monkeys. There's some monkeys out there, folks.
And I say this every time, and I know it gets old, but, you know, we created the killer bee. It's the craziest thing to me that we, as humans, created a killer bee.
How'd they do that again?
In a lab. And they got out.
So they were experimenting and doing cross-pollinization. What's it called? Yeah, pollinization.
Yeah.
And they created these bees?
They created the killer bee.
Spadil wants to weigh in.
They were trying to have honeybees like be more survivable, and they combined it with a different bee that I think is from Africa, and then that bee is like super aggressive, so then they made killer bees.
Yeah, and those killer bees are no joke. I don't know if you've ever seen the videos in Arizona where they take over an entire building. Like, they just swarm it, and they will not give up.
They do not stop.
If you get stung by one.
Oh, you get the whole pack comes after you.
If you get one, you definitely have them all on.
Yeah. If you have one, there's 1,000. Uh-huh. That,
and they latch on to the CO2 emissions from your breath, and then they just go after that.
It's like hornets.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Have you been watching documentaries?
It's kind of common knowledge.
Sorry. Yeah.
With your breath?
Yeah.
I didn't know that. Uh-huh.
Yeah, like with hornets.
Latch on to your breath, huh?
They'll attack like lawnmowers and stuff, too.
Well, like hornets will tell the other hornets. They're like, dude, there's BJ over there. Get up!
Get up! we're like wildlife central here. This is pretty cool. I love animals.
Right?
Yeah. That's crazy.
I don't want anything to do. I get worried about those killer bees all the time, especially if you visit Arizona.
Have we ever had them here?
In Colorado? I don't think so.
I don't think we have.
I don't think so.
Might be an altitude problem for them.
I think it's the weather, but definitely Arizona has them.
Yeah.
Oh my God. They'll cover your car. Like, completely cover it.
No kidding.
Yeah, they can't get to you.
They've been found in Colorado Springs.
Oh my God.
Yeah. Oh, they're down the road.
They're right down the road, man.
Oh no. Thanks a lot, Spadil. You and your stupid documentaries.
Yeah, you should have said no, dude. Come on, you're scaring the public.
They're right down the road, dude.
Right.
He does watch a lot of documentaries.
He
does. That's why he's so smart.
He really is so smart. He gets it, man.
And now, Jamie talks about everything. Fun Hollywood news and gossip.
Jamie's Tabloid Trash on Alice 105.9.
Man, there is, you know, some days there's nothing and some days there's a ton of stuff. Today is a ton of stuff. First of all, Michael Strahan, if you don't know this, he was standing for the national anthem, and his cohorts, they all had their hands on their hearts. He had his hands clasped. And people were outraged. Although we talked to a lot of different veterans, and they said they don't even put their hands on their hearts. They just stand at attention. So it's just a personal choice if you want to put your hand on your heart or not. So I guess he addressed what happened on Sunday. Number one.
I want to address what happened this past weekend. I'll tell you the truth, is that I was caught up in the moment. I'm looking at all these young sailors standing there at attention before the national anthem played, and I'm thinking to myself, how incredible. How incredible to be that young and to know that you want to do this. Like, it's such a commitment, but you're willing to commit to something that you know gives us our freedoms. Plain and simple. I'm just sitting there in amazement, in which I'm always amazed because I don't take it for granted no matter where we go around the world, from Afghanistan to all the military institutions here in this country. And by the time I looked up from that moment, all my five guys had their hands over their hearts, the national anthem playing. I somewhat panicked, and I'm like, do I be the fool that puts his hand over his heart after? Or do I just stand here with my hand in front of me respectfully? Which, that's what I did. That's what happened.
By the way, a great explanation.
Right?
That is awesome.
Because I would be in awe, too. I kind of watched some of it, and it was amazing. I mean, they're on an aircraft carrier, and it's, the USS Kansas City or Kansas, whatever it was. And it was amazing. I mean, it was a little, like, you got goosebumps. And I actually told my girlfriend, because she's in the Navy, I'm like, you got to watch this.
Yeah, I saw it, too.
Yeah.
It made you feel proud.
It did.
It did. It gave you that American spirit, man.
America!
Yeah.
Whatever people say. Merca. Merca.
Merca.
You know, and his explanation is dead on, man. I believe him 110%.
A Daily Mail reporter then showed up at his home. Here that is, I guess.
Don't come to my house.
Do you have
Don't
any
come to
comment?
My house, what? Come to my house.
He throws his phone into the bushes.
Why would you come to his house? It's
rude.
It is so rude. Yeah. I agree. Like, what are you doing?
I wish he would have punched you.
I know, right? Don't come to my house. Speaking of coming to your house, did you guys see that both Patrick Mahomes and Travis Kelce both were robbed?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. The homes of NFL star Patrick Mahomes and Travis Kelce were both burglarized only hours apart last month. The sheriff's department reported that the burglary of Mahomes' sprawling estate in Belton, Missouri, was reported around midnight on October 6th. Kelce's home in Leawood, Kansas, was broken into during the early morning hours of October 7th. A police report from the Kelce home burglary said his back door was kicked in and $20,000 cash was taken.
Wow.
Who has $20,000 cash
just on hand?
No kidding. $20,000 was taken?
I have
didn't
change
see that.
In a jug.
Yeah, that's what I have. Two of them full of change.
You might get, if you came into my house, you might get $15.
Yeah.
Maybe.
In actual cash?
Well, there'd be some change.
I was dumb. I put it in like this jug, like this old moonshine jug. I put all the change in it. Well, I can't get it out.
You just have to smash it if you want to get it out.
It bottlenecks in the neck of the bottle. Yeah. So anyway, good luck with that. But he had $20,000 cash in his house, and they took that. That was Travis Kelce. And then I guess Taylor was so freaked out after the game, knowing that it had been burglarized, that they stayed in a hotel because they weren't going back. So
but this was back October 6th, right?
Yeah. And then I guess on that day they stayed in a hotel. I get it. Like, once that happens to you, you feel
violated.
Yeah, you do. And you feel like they know everything about your house and stuff.
And they can get in whenever they want.
So I'm surprised he doesn't have security there.
Yeah.
You know, especially with Taylor there, I'm surprised that she doesn't have, maybe they were with her, you know, her people. Anyway, so that's a little unsettling. The other story is, okay, so you know how I like The Voice? Well, I caught the very end of it last night, the very, very, very end. And all of a sudden, they're like, next week or tomorrow or however many days it plays. I never know when it's on. It feels like it's on all the time. MGK is going to be on it.
Nice.
What?
Is he going to be like a mentor?
A mentor.
Oh, yeah. Cool.
I didn't see that one coming, though.
No,
they haven't even promoted that. Yeah, so, and it, I don't know, it looked kind of cool. So I just wanted to give you guys a heads up that MGK, Machine Gun Kelly, he's going to be on The Voice soon. I don't know when, they just said, coming up! You know how they do that crap. Tom Brady has admitted that he's a horrible father, which is weird. I don't know why he's doing this. He was speaking at some conference or whatever, and here's what he had to say.
All the parents in the room know that being a parent is probably the hardest job all of us have. And we screw up a lot, and I've screwed up a lot as a parent. So I don't want to seem like I'm some expert in parenting, because I'm certainly not that. I have three amazing kids that I just try to be there. I try to just be dependable and consistent for them. And honestly, whatever our kids choose, as we know, to do whatever they want to do in life, we got to support. And again, the blessing my parents gave me was when I was that long shot as a kid who was a backup quarterback on a freshman team, they never said, man, don't do that. It's going to be too hard. Let's do something different. Let's think about another backup plan. They kind of said, you know what? Go for it. Whatever you want to be, go for it. And that's probably my parenting style. I have a son who's 6'5" and wants to play basketball.
He's taller than you.
Yeah, he's a little taller than me. And he goes to school here in New York. He's 17. And unfortunately, he jumps as high as I do.
Good.
But I tell him, dude, you're going to be a stud. I said, wait till you hit your growth spurt. You're going to be jumping higher. You're going to be dunking. And whether he does or not, who cares? But I want him to know that his dad's got his back.
I do love those stories where, like, he says he was the backup quarterback, and then now look at him. Yeah. Michael Jordan, he didn't make a team once, you know, mm-hmm. like in high school.
Yeah,
I do like those
JV
stories.
Team, yeah.
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 So always tell your kids that when they don't make the team. Just go, well, Michael Jordan, you know him. He didn't make the team either. You're fine, son. You're fine, daughter.
Yeah, but when you're a dad and you take your kid to football practice, and you sit there and watch.
Wait, I can't really hear you.
What? And you realize, not a shot in hell.
Oh, God.
He's going to make the team.
Yeah?
Yeah. I was there once.
Oh, really?
You know,
yeah.
So I can speak from experience. It really is depressing. In a way. That ride home, you've got to pump him up for the next day
yeah.
for practice when he knows he blew it. And I know he blew it.
Yeah.
But we're trying to be optimistic about it. Oh, Jamie, it's tough.
Yeah. You just tell him the Michael Jordan story.
Yeah, it took
get
us
out there and do it again.
I know.
Next year.
Well, we didn't exactly go the Michael Jordan route. What we did was turn in his equipment 3 days later. Here, coach. And the coach, this is absolutely true. And the coach looked at me and said, yeah, all right, thank you.
Oh, boy.
He didn't even try to talk us out.
I agreed with
no,
him.
I thought he'd say, like, all right, give the kid another chance. It's only been a week. He'll catch up. No, he said, all right. Thank you.
Wow. That was not nice.
Yeah. Football, man. I love football.
Yeah, boy. I can see. Yeah, that's kind of...
Really picks you up.
Yeah, I know. All right, I have a ton more, but I'll have to get to it a little bit. There you go, tablet trash.
All right, it's the BJ and Jamie morning.
The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Show. BJ and Jamie. Alice 105.9, the BJ and Jamie Morning Show. Jamie, trust me, we can do this. We can do this, all right?
It's your idea.
You and I have to clean up our image in this town. right, listen.
Mostly you.
Everywhere we go, man. People. We just have a bad rep, man. All right, so here's the deal.
It's not actually true. You're going overboard a little bit. They believe your words. So just be careful with that.
We've tried to be the most accurate and dependable morning show. We failed.
We fail all the time on that one. That's for sure.
We've tried. We've tried. And we're not even going to go there anymore because we just can't do it. All right. The other thing we catch a lot of heat for on Texnado is Schmidl. We're clowns. We're rude, crude. Just not very nice to you. You know what I mean?
Mostly you.
Yeah, you know what I mean? Yeah, you listen to you. You sound like a whipped pup.
Yeah. He's a little scared.
You see
right
what
now.
I'm saying, though? I mean, people give us a hard time all the time. They always take your side. I mean, even if you screw up so bad, which is often, okay?
Yeah.
What you screw up so bad, and if Jamie and I say anything, they come to your defense.
I mean, it really has been great for you because you have created yourself like as a neat victim, you know, when you don't do your job.
Yeah.
And so I'm like, I guess there's just no expectations of the job anymore,
right?
because if we say like, dude, you didn't pick up the slack and do this, then we get like roasted that we're rude and all this stuff.
Yeah, people eat you alive.
Yeah,
we're
and
clowns.
So it really is like, I mean, I don't know how you've done it, but you've done a great job.
Yeah, you really have. You've positioned it well.
Yeah,
you know, I mean, we're in here working our butts off, but you get a break for some reason. You get that pass. All right, here's the deal. Jamie and I, no more coming at you for any mistake you make.
Uh-huh.
No more saying anything to you that's even close to being disparaging.
Okay. No more expectations.
No more expectations. You got to love that.
Right.
Yeah,
you gotta
that is
that.
Nice.
I mean, you can just freewheel it from the time you get here. It doesn't matter if your audio's good, if it sucks.
If you don't have any.
Her and I, starting Monday. Now, the next couple of days, you're still in the hot seat. But starting... We're going to give you
Wait, we're starting this on... Why are we doing that?
Yeah, you should just do it.
Let's just
we'll start
it now.
We'll start now. Yeah. We'll start now.
We're not going to set this whole thing up and then just...
Yeah, okay. All right. Starting now, no more.
All right.
No more. You're off the hook on everything.
Yeah, on everything.
Because we want to come across as really nice people.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Because for the most part, we are. Just somehow we get like... It gets twisted when it comes to you.
Yeah.
Right?
So, yeah. So. They view you as... Their little buddy,
and
we're picking on their little buddy. You know what I mean?
But nobody takes into account. I got your hair, teeth, jeans.
Now, Jamie, we've already started.
No, what I'm saying is, I mean, I'm obviously kind to the guy.
Yes. You've done a lot.
Yes.
Yeah, I mean, BJ has not, but I have.
Well, I've been kind to him. I've had him house sit for me.
Yeah.
Oh boy.
And I paid him.
A lot too. Yeah. Way more than you should have.
Oh, thank you.
Nice.
Yeah. That's very
nice.
Yeah. Uh-huh. But from now on, starting now, we're gonna just lay off. Okay. So it doesn't matter if you make a mistake. We don't want you worrying about it anymore because I feel like you're
Wait,
on the
did
edge.
Did he?
Huh?
Did he?
Did you ever worry about it?
All the time, man. Yeah.
Did you really?
I'm an overthinker. It's what I do.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah, but that day when I said, why didn't you blah, 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 you said, I'm just tired. That didn't feel like you were worried.
I had the Brianna chicken fry audio in the next tabloid trash. I just was going a little slow because I was exhausted from playing a 5-day paintball tournament.
Gotcha.
That's okay.
Yeah, it's
that's
fine.
Okay.
That's fine. I understand.
If you're are you exhausted today?
No, I'm feeling pretty good.
Do you want to go home and take a nap?
Yeah, you want to take a nap?
Take a couple hours off.
I got a pillow in the car. No. I'll go get it. I'll go get you a pillow. You need a pillow?
I'm feeling pretty good today.
I have a Bucky's blanket in my car.
Yeah. Dude, blanket, pillow, we got you covered. Okay. Yeah. But from now on this show, and you on Texnado at 51059, if you depict at any point, that we've not held up to this promise, let us know.
And then
didn't
you tell me off the air that you were going to give him $25?
Yeah,
you were.
You did.
Yeah, every time
screwed
up.
I said that if we screw up,
I'm not
I'll give you $25.
I'm not either.
If I slip up and it comes across as rude and crude to you, I'll give you $25 per mistake I make.
Wow.
All right.
Wow.
And that's if like Texnado blows you up, you'll give me
$25? Yep.
Or they call him out on
I call them bastard bucks. When BJ's being a bastard, I'll pay you bucks.
Like
bastard
it.
Bucks.
Sign me up.
For you. Okay?
Yeah, bastard bucks.
So that's the new deal around here that you, my friend, you can't do anything wrong.
Right? This is, I mean, this is awesome.
Yeah. How do you like this?
Well, it's amazing. Yeah.
We'll see how this goes.
He's going to try and get to you so bad so he gets $25. I mean, he's going to mess up royally.
Right? He's going to strip all the audio and everything.
Carson, it won't work. By the way, I've got a crow to pick with you, pal.
Uh-oh. What? Carson?
Yes.
Why?
Because you took a picture, you put it up of me, and you didn't ask for my permission, you little jerk.
Oh, it's a sexy picture.
Yeah, it's really sexy.
Hey,
they named...
It's the sexiest man alive.
Yeah, it's real funny, pal.
I feel like they gypped you.
You're bringing sexy back.
They named yesterday the sexiest man alive. Do you think he's the sexiest man alive?
No, and I think he was shot, too.
Was he?
Yeah.
I guess his wife was, too.
Yeah, he's not the sexiest man.
What's his name again? John?
Krasinski.
Yeah.
All right.
He's like a rom-com, like, comedy. I mean, like, he's in every movie where that guy is over there.
He's Jim from The Office,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah, Jim from... Yep. That's what he's most known for, but he's in a lot of movies where he's in, like, a rom-com thing.
All right, People Magazine, Sexiest Man Alive. You can see him. Carson's put it on her Facebook page, but here's what the little schmuck did, okay? he put my picture up there with those leotards on that I wore that day, which I'm trying to get
those
off
the
internet.
No, those are the leggings that make your butt pop.
They're famous on TikTok.
They're not called leotards?
No, they're not called leotards. No, they're leggings that make your butt just scream.
And I think
you
look great.
My butt-popping picture is up there on, and it's side by side with the sexiest man alive.
Right.
And then he puts a caption up there, something like, how did BJ miss out on this?
How did you get passed up? You got passed up on Sexiest Man Alive. I don't know how that happens.
Oh, real funny, Carson.
It's a great picture of you.
Real funny. And then people can comment on it.
It looks good. Lisa's a lucky, lucky woman.
I can pick on him, but Spadil, you get a pass. If you had done that, I would have praised you this morning.
Right? God.
All right, BJ and Jamie Morning Show. Be kind to Spadil. Week is underway.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9, the BJ and Jamie Morning Show. You realize, Jamie.
Yeah.
Well, I think you do. That what you brought up off air. Can I talk about the bangs?
Oh, yeah. Everybody's talking about it.
Okay.
I'm fine. Right now, I'm going through my gallery and I'm trying to find all the. I'm no stranger to bangs, okay? How would I say this with the word bang? I'm trying to find this picture of when I was like 6 years old and my mom had cut them straight across, you know, just with scissors, just like no texture, just wink, 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 wink all the way across. And I'm just this little toad head with like straight bangs all the way across. But I'm trying to find all the pictures of bangs because I've had bangs on and off throughout my life. And now they're back and like they're the rage.
Is that a Taylor thing?
No, it's
because she's got them, right?
Oh, I don't know.
Yeah. I think someday she does, someday she doesn't.
Yeah, I've seen pictures of her with bangs, yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. Anyway, but it's just like right now in fashion, it's a thing, right? And so I know that they have the clip-on ones, so I might try those. But I remember getting just hazed so often when I was in my 20s because I had bangs and people were like, nobody's wearing bangs. And I'm like, I am. Well, now I don't have bangs and now everybody's wearing bangs. It always goes like that.
Well, I was going to say that, and you even mentioned this, that thank God. Thank God you guys did not cut your hair when you guys were doing Truly Time. Okay? That would have been a disaster.
Yeah, we had this idea like last weekend or whatever, and we were all together, and we were having some Truly Time, all the girls, and we're like, let's just cut each other's bangs. Let's just do it.
Oh, my God.
And then I think it was Kylie that just all of a sudden was like, everybody stop. This is a bad idea.
Put down the scissors.
Common sense. That's crazy. I would have loved for that to happen. That would have been great.
Well, it's something that you feel like you can do, right? Like, I don't know why.
Yeah, like it's not that hard.
Yeah, like it's not that hard. You just feel like that you can brush them down a little bit, twist them, and then just cut them, you know, and it'll be fine.
Just take her like a ruler and just put it across your forehead right there. And just cut straight across.
Well, because it is such a thing on TikTok and everything. These girls that, you know, cut them too short because they either cut them when they're wet, which they dry up and they shrink, right? Or they just keep cutting and then they're like, oh, it's uneven. And then the next thing you know, they're in the middle of their forehead. Yeah, so that happens too. So I don't know. I mean, I keep thinking because I'm looking at these pictures and here, I'll show you. And they're not bad. I mean, I kind of like the bangs look. I have to be honest. They're not bad. They're not bad, huh? They're not bad.
Well, I think you got a good idea, though. I think you go with the clip-ons first.
Yeah.
And then see how that works out. And then you can make it more permanent if you want
to. So swipe here.
All right, let me see. I get to swipe.
Yeah, you swipe because I screenshot a bunch of them where
Well, Jamie, bold would look good on her. That's a hot lady.
That was me, dummy.
That's you? No, there's no way that's you.
Wow.
I'm looking at this woman. That's not you.
Well, that's a cover shoot. So it's like, you know, doctored. It's for a cover of a magazine. So it was doctored.
You had a good doctor. This is a good one here.
With the fluffy bangs?
Yeah,
they're really fluffy. It's like I took a curling iron, a big barrel curling iron, and rolled them under, and now it's just the barrel of the curling iron.
Yeah, I don't know, Jamie. I don't know. I don't know if this is a look for you.
Fluffy bangs. Yeah. Yeah, we'll see. I don't know. We'll see. What I haven't decided yet, but I'll put these up after I find the one where I'm like 6 years old with them across.
Isn't it funny though how certain things become a thing at certain times?
Well, yeah. Okay, it's this just, is the other
everybody
thing.
Everybody follows everybody to make it a thing.
Right. So I've lost weight, right?
Yeah.
Guess what? Skinny jeans out.
I know.
I'm like, what are we doing now? It's like the big bottom jeans.
It's the mom jeans.
Yeah, yep. And all that. Well, and also the big bottom jeans and all that, and no more pencil jeans. And I've lost weight so I can wear big girl pants.
Sometimes it's best just to stay yourself and eventually it'll come back to you. Like right now, fat ass is in. That's me. There we are. We're back. That's how you got to handle
right?
it.
Okay.
You just stay your course
okay.
and eventually the trend will come back and you're in. Yeah.
Flat ass.
Instead of chasing.
I thought you said fat, but you said flat.
Flat.
Yeah, because I was like,
flat.
You're not
yeah,
fat ass.
Flat.
Flat ass.
No, F-L-A-T.
Yeah, flat's in,
oh,
man.
Flat ass will
flat
be in.
Flat is
Has
in.
Has it ever been in?
No.
Yes.
No.
Shpadilla's right. You're right, Shpadilla. It's never been in.
Yeah, it's
I can't argue with you.
No.
Or I owe you $25. See how it works now?
It works great.
Isn't that great? Oh, have you ever been right on the show?
No, not until right now.
Today is your day.
Today is my day, man.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9. BJ, Jamie Morning Show. I signed us up for Blue Sky yesterday.
What's Blue Sky?
Blue Sky is the new app that everybody's going to.
Oh, what's it about?
It's like X. All the people that are hating Elon right now,
yeah,
they're jumping to Blue Sky.
Oh,
so I signed.
Oh,
us
I
up.
Think I think we I think I talked about that a long time ago.
Yeah, I signed up a long time ago,
and then it went away.
It's still there.
No, I mean, as it was a fad about, I don't know, what was it like a year ago?
Mm-hmm.
And I signed up for it.
Like yeah.
I'm kind of surprised that people didn't jump over to Threads.
That didn't work really as much as I thought it would either.
It didn't. Remember, it had that heyday there for a couple of days where they got a bunch of people, and then it did.
I'll tell you what everybody's talking about right now, and it is insanity. It has gone insane. Even the most, people that don't know anything about investments at all are all of a sudden experts in crypto. It is insane. Remember, I was in the hall yesterday, and Pete walked up to me. He's like, "Jamie, you gotta buy Bitcoin, man. You gotta buy Bitcoin. It's gonna go to $150,000." And I was like, "Okay." And he's like, "Go to Coinbase. You can buy a little bitty shares of it." And then my other friend, he's on River. I don't even know what River is. And then somebody else wrote me last night, and they're like, "Buy the bubble. You got to buy the bubble." And they sent me this chart with all these circles and all these cryptos, because there's thousands of different cryptos that you can buy into. I have no idea what these are. I've never even heard of these.
I don't get it either.
Look at how many thousands of cryptos there are.
So River is just like basically like
Coinbase?
Yeah, like Coinbase or anything you trade or buy Bitcoin.
So everybody's an expert now and everybody's giving advice.
Yeah, I know.
You know, it's the get rich quick thing that everybody's doing right now. Everybody's Doge.
Especially since it's up.
You always feel like you're late to the party, you know?
I agree. Yeah.
It's like, okay, as soon as I buy this, it's going to go in the toilet. Okay? So it's not going to work out for me.
Yeah, but it's just right now, that is literally the rage with everybody. And I know you guys probably have even looked into it too, because everybody's talking about it. They're all in a frenzy.
I just want a little bit of one.
Just a little bit. Just a little bit of a Have you looked into it, Shmadil?
No, actually, I'm just waiting to sell my Tesla stock. I'm trying to figure out when to do that.
Oh, yeah. That's a good one,
It's been going up a lot.
I have a hard time getting into something that I don't understand.
Yeah.
It's a tough pull. For me.
Trust me.
Yeah, it's a really tough one.
Try dating men.
Yeah.
You don't understand it. Don't understand
it. You don't get it, right? Right?
Yep, exactly. Oh, my gosh. Somebody said that I should cut my bangs like Kelly Clarkson. Can I tell you, I hate her bangs.
Kelly?
Have you guys seen her on her show?
No.
Oh, my. They bug me so bad. They are straight across like she's 6 years old. They're horrible.
Yeah, those aren't a good look.
No, I hate them. I would never do that. They are straight across.
Bad.
They have like no texture, no movement. They're just straight across.
Speaking of those shows, did you see the video of Drew Barrymore and Martha Stewart? Do you think that was fake?
I did not see it. I heard about it. I want to go see it. I'm going to go on the internet and see it.
I think it's fake.
Well, she's known for that, though. So here's the deal. Drew Barrymore is known to be too close of a talker and a petter, and she touches people.
Yeah, she has no personal space awareness whatsoever.
At all. And people gave her a lot of grief of it. I forgot the last one she was with, and people were like, stop touching her. Like, you're just too close. And she always, like, sits with her legs crossed.
Yeah.
And then she puts her chin in her hand and acts so interested in them. And then she'll pet them, and it's driving people crazy. Well, I guess she did it to Martha Stewart, mm-hmm. and Martha kind of had it.
Yeah, I saw the video, and I feel like, here's what I feel like. I feel like Drew Barrymore has heard from the public that she does hold this. Okay?
She mentioned it. Mm-hmm. She has talked about it.
Okay, well, I feel like that she and Martha came up with this as a bit.
No, I don't think, I think
about.
Drew can stop herself.
Well, I saw it, so I'm telling you, when you watch it, it almost looks fake.
I agree with BJ. It looks like a bit
It looks fake. Yeah. Oh, okay.
Well, and she's like rubbing her back.
She continues to get closer and closer. And Martha, you can see Martha going like this, and she let her get too close.
Oh, wait, and then, I'm watching it right now.
And shoves her away.
So she pushes her like she, it is like fake.
It's completely fake, okay? And people are saying that Martha Stewart pushed Drew Barrymore.
No, you're right.
When you watch this thing, it looks completely staged and set up. Here's the audio.
What makes you soft and gooey, though?
What makes me soft and gooey? Soft and gooey.
Yeah, what?
Treatment.
Soft and gooey treatment.
Yes.
When you're treated like a lady.
Nicer. It's nice.
Someone comes in and...
You're the wrong gender.
I know.
She shoves her away. Hey, get away from me,
Well, I guess
Drew.
At least now she's making fun of it.
Yeah.
You know.
So she's heard, you know, obviously from the fans, and then they came up with this bit to do, and then it's circulating like Martha shoved her away and, you know, maybe a little bit rude about it. But.
Now that I'm watching it, it's completely fake.
Mm. Yeah, it is, isn't it?
Oh, that's a bummer. I wanted it to be real.
I could see Martha really shoving her, though. I really could.
Right?
All right, the BJ and Jamie Morning Show. We'll get to Tabloid Trash. It's coming up next here on the program. It is a Wednesday, November 3rd.
And now, Jamie talks about everything. Fun Hollywood news and gossip.
Jamie's Tabloid Trash on Alice 105.9.
I wanted to bring up a couple things that weren't really tabloid, just real fast. You know that airplane, that Delta airplane you were talking about with the squished in nose?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, they're being kind of shady about it.
Yeah, I don't think they know.
You don't?
No. I saw another report earlier this morning, and they really seem to not know what the hell happened with this airplane.
It's weird.
Yeah, it is.
I don't know. I watched the report because it popped up this morning, and they literally say they're trying to investigate this thing. It landed at DIA, and the cone on the nose of the airplane is completely dented in.
Sucked in.
I mean, it literally is. And it doesn't look like something a bird could have caused.
Well, they said they didn't feel a bird hit. Nobody on the plane felt a strike or a hit or anything like that. They didn't mention it. I wonder if it just collapsed.
I think it's just a structure problem.
Yeah, so that's kind of scary.
Yeah.
Which is concerning.
And then the other thing is, you know how you go to tanning beds, so they used to be the rage all the time and stuff, and you just assume that they come in and they pss, 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 they clean them real good and everything, and then you get in. Well, I guess at a Planet Fitness, a guy was found in his tanning bed for 3 days he was there.
Yeah. Oh. Yep.
Was he dead?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He died in it.
Mm-hmm. That means they also didn't clean the beds for 3 days.
That's the point.
That's disgusting.
You're right, Spadil.
Yeah.
You're dead on. Get it?
I know.
You're dead on.
Oh, let's see. But anyway, so that's...
Yeah, like I always saw it. You go to a tanning bed and they get in there right after you're done.
Just,
yeah,
just,
I, yep. actually, the one I used to go to, it's been a while.
You went to a tanning bed?
I went to a tanning bed at one time. Yeah. They had them at a fitness center.
Yeah.
Fitness center.
At most gyms, they do have them.
Do they have them now? I don't know.
Same.
But I used to go. I used to go. Put on the little goggles, get in the tanning bed. But you were required to do it yourself.
It depended on. And wipe it down yourself?
Yeah.
I've never heard of that.
Sure, I wouldn't trust anyone to wipe down themselves.
Anyway, all right. Let's see here. Let's go ahead and move on. BJ went to a tanning bed.
I did. I did. I used to.
I'll take that in.
They were brand new. They were the rage.
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
yeah,
man. Yeah. You had to get to a tanning bed. And get this. I lived in Florida. That's what really is weird about
right?
it.
You could just go outside.
I'm in Florida. And I'm in a tanning
that
bed.
That is wild.
Oh, my God. What the hell?
Let's see here. Mike Tyson talks to TMZ about this upcoming fight. If you want to play, he talks about how he's not worried about the 30-year age difference. Number four.
You see what you do for a living, your guys? Do you think a guy 30 years your junior could do it better than you?
Absolutely not.
All right. Okay. Okay.
I'm convinced. All right. Here's another clip.
Hey, if they never seen my fight, they missed a hell of a legacy. And Friday night, they will look forward to seeing that man Jake Paul get beaten bad.
He calls it the biggest fight in history.
Hey, this is the biggest fight in the history of life. There's never been a fight this big.
I feel like there has been.
Maybe one or two.
Yeah.
Anyway, so yeah, the big fight is Friday night. I know everybody in here except for me, y'all are going to watch it. It's not pay-per-view, which is shocking. It's actually on Netflix, right?
Yeah. Yes.
And anybody who has Netflix can watch it. So that is Friday night.
Did you see the video of Mike Tyson when he ran into that guy wanting an autograph and it was a guy that he had robbed years earlier?
I heard about it, right? Yeah.
I've got the audio. Okay. Right? Okay. Mike Tyson is walking through. It looks like maybe an airport, a hotel lobby or something. A guy comes up to him and points out to him that, hey, Mike, I'm a guy that you robbed a few years ago.
You robbed me when I was 8 years old.
I robbed him. Now he's blaming me for robbing him.
No.
Yeah,
robbed. You robbed me when I was a kid, bro. I'm a Woolworth story. Remember Woolworth?
You don't want to take that picture.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
No, don't worry about it.
So Mike was 10 years old when he robbed that 8-year-old boy. He was arrested 38 times by the age of 13.
Wow.
38 times by the age of 13. Yeah.
He went to prison. Remember that?
He was a bad little boy. 38 times before you're 13? That's nuts. I mean, like, my God. Let's see here. What else do I want to tell you? Michael Strahan, real quick, we'll let him speak about this whole thing where he didn't put his hand on his heart. I like his explanation. Here it is, number one.
I want to address what happened this past weekend. I'll tell you the truth, is that I was caught up in a moment. I'm looking at all these young sailors standing there at attention before the national anthem played, and I'm thinking to myself, how incredible. How incredible to be that young and to know that you want to do this. Like, it's such a commitment, but you're willing to commit to something that you know gives us our freedoms. Plain and simple. I'm just sitting there in amazement, in which I'm always amazed because I don't take it for granted no matter where we go around the world, from Afghanistan to all the military institutions here in this country. And by the time I looked up from that moment, all my Fox guys had their hands over their hearts, the national anthem playing. I somewhat panic, and I'm like, do I be the fool that puts his hand over his heart after? Or do I just stand here with my hand in front of me respectfully? Which, that's what I did. That's what happened.
You know, after that explanation, I don't think I would address this again.
Yeah, I agree with you.
I'm like, done. Okay, I said exactly what I need to say. Boom.
Yeah,
story's over.
I feel like there is a conflict of interest going on. So, you know that, Blake Shelton and what's her name that he's married
Gwen
to?
Gwen Stefani.
Why could I not forget that? I can see her head, but I can't remember her name. Anyway, I feel like it's a conflict of interest. She's a judge on The Voice. Well, Blake Shelton has just signed a deal with the Yellowstone co-creator to create a new show just like The Voice.
Yeah.
Isn't that crazy? I mean, it is judges, and it's picking out these people that sing, and it's called like The Road or Long Road. Or
they're going to like follow a bunch of them, I guess, on the road, and they're going to just compete as they go.
Right, to try to be superstars. And that's what his wife is doing. And that's what he did.
I know. He did it for the longest time. Yeah. I mean, he's a staple on The Voice.
Yeah. So now he's going with the co-creator of Yellowstone to create this new show. So we'll see. I feel like it's a conflict. I feel like they're going to kick Gwen to the curb after they're like, wait a minute. This show is too similar. Bye, bitch.
Yeah.
I don't know. She looked swollen yesterday on The Voice. I don't know if she got a lot of filler in her cheeks or whatever, but she looked like fluffier in her face somehow. And I mean, she's beautiful, don't get me wrong, but she just seemed a little fuller right here, like yeah. her cheeks. Did you see that latest report? And I know you guys don't care, and I'm talking to three men, but I'll tell you girls. Did y'all see this latest report where they're saying filler now spreads throughout your entire face? Like it doesn't stay where they put it. This woman had like an MRI or whatever, and it showed her filler had smushed all over the place.
Oh. Now, what exactly would it cause? Would it goes into other parts of your body?
Well, let's say,
how are they saying?
So you know how I get filler put on my cheekbones, right? Yeah. So I get my cheekbones popped up a little bit because I like how they look. So let's say that starts like falling off my bone.
Yeah.
Then all of a sudden it can fall down and just keep going to like my...
Right
down here neck. To my neck.
Yeah.
It can go to my earlobe.
It might work its way to your boobs.
Whoa, I keep pushing it.
I'll just keep
rolling it down there. Yeah.
But then it doesn't stop. It goes to your belly.
Right. But it is because we were told that it stays put. This is what we were told as patients. It stays put and then over time it dissolves. And then they're finding now it doesn't actually dissolve. You have to get it dissolved.
It
just floats around your face.
Yeah.
So all of a sudden, if you see a big like bump under my cheek, it's because it fell off my bone.
I wonder what took so long for them to come out with this. Because fillers have been around for a long time.
Yeah, I know.
And now all of a sudden, you've got... And I saw this one lady that was suing, I think it was.
Yeah.
Wasn't she suing?
I was told that it dissolves. And now we're finding out from the drug company, it doesn't dissolve.
Oh, boy.
It just stays in you.
Great.
Yeah, but you did give me hope about the boobs.
Yeah.
Thank you for that.
It's got to float there eventually, right? Yeah,
gravity.
Yeah,
down,
you would think.
It
then gets to your stomach, your butt.
Yeah. I mean, right now, I feel like it's still in place.
Yeah.
Does it look like it's still in place?
Well, it might have sagged a bit.
You don't know. All right, anyway, I'm done. There you go. Tell me, Trash.
I would have no clue. I would have.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9, the BJ and Jamie Morning Show on the Odyssey app. Get it for your phone. It's free. The podcast will be there later today, too. I know you have a question for Carson, Jamie, but before we go there, let me explain Dill Day real quick again, okay?
Oh, okay. All right.
We kicked it off today, and it's going to last forever. Forever, okay? See, Shpadil, he's a victim of the show in some ways. A lot of people come out to his defense, no matter what the situation is, if Jamie and I criticize anything about Shpadil. So those days are gone. They're gone. No more criticizing Shpadil. He can do whatever he does every single day. And buddy, you are our guy.
And here's a bonus.
Yeah.
Here's a bonus. Today is National Kindness Day.
Oh.
Oh, okay.
What?
Who would have thought?
Imagine that.
Who would have thought that we would have kicked this off on National Kindness Day?
The ultimate coincidence.
And it
Shpadil,
is.
Yeah. I know you haven't put it to the test yet because you haven't really screwed up anything, but you will. You will. And when
you
do...
Well, see, that's $25
right there.
Right there.
Yep,
right there. You owe
$25. You said he was going to screw it up, bro.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah. That was a slam.
You said I will screw up.
You're going to screw up.
No, you just
We're
said,
all going to screw up
no,
at some point.
You just said you will screw up. That's a slam.
Yeah.
That was a critical, sentence.
Criticizing
me with that Venmo, buddy.
$25.
Venmo.
First one.
We'll send it down.
Wow. That didn't take long at all, not even an hour.
Congratulations.
Should be in your account right now.
It's going to pay for my lunch today.
Wow. Nice.
Listen, woo. We know.
I
got to figure out how to say this without it. This is going to be hard.
Five days.
This could cost me a couple $100 before I catch on to this. You know what I mean?
Yep.
But today, it starts today. And if on Textdato, you're allowed to chime in, be a judge. Now, that doesn't mean every time you write in and say, oh, my God, you were a bully, blah, 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 that we're going to write a check to him for $25 every time.
Well, I'm not,
you
no
might
matter
be
what.
Wrong. Yeah. You might be
same
wrong.
With me.
Yeah,
but
that's
I'll pay
just you.
If I'm the bully and I say something bad, I'll pay you $25. each and every time.
Nice.
Okay?
Yeah.
All right, so there you go. That's what we kicked off today. Again, National Kindness Day. I had no idea.
Yeah, I mean, it is a kawinky dink.
Yeah, it is. It is. But no more. Yeah. No more down the Spadil's throat. Oof. We're all good. We're all good. He's our buddy.
He's a great man.
Ah, you're a good man, Spadil.
Thank you.
See, that felt sarcastic
it
from
did.
You.
Yeah.
And I feel like that's $25 more.
No! Yeah, I'm not giving you another $25.
You got to watch the tone you say
right?
things in.
Right? I felt like that was sarcasm. $25 more dollars. All right, well, you asked me what my question was, because I was kind of talking to Carson about. And this is just kind of deep, so I apologize for that, but I was thinking about this. First of all, they had a surrogate because of complications, medical complications. Yep. So they have a surrogate and they love her and she is a blessing to everybody, right?
I mean, their family is essentially a part of our family.
Correct. Right. And so, and I do love that. I love everything about it and the fact that she gave you the greatest gift of all.
She's
right?
our angel. Yep.
Yeah. And she is. She actually is. So they hang out with them a lot, the surrogate's family, and they have little kids, right?
They have four kids themselves.
So they even went to Texas and you guys all hung out and went to the game.
Went to the CU versus Texas Tech game. They're big Texas Tech fans. So.
Right. So I was just, I don't know why I was thinking about this, but I was just thinking, well, because you posted. And I was like, that is actually so beautiful and so sweet. And then I was thinking, okay, but what happens later? Because right around 8 years old, 9 years old, kids start asking a lot of questions. So they start going like, now, so are you brother and sister? Or what does she call them? Like, what does she just call them by their names?
Yeah, just call it, yeah.
Okay, because I didn't know if she called them like auntie or something.
Nah, and we don't refer to them as her brothers or sisters or anything
okay,
like that.
Okay, so it's just they're just friends, uh-huh. right? So how does that go later? Like when she's 8 or 9, how do those of you that have surrogates, how do you explain to a kid? Because it's science, but it's really complicated.
Yeah. I mean, and you asked me that off air and it kind of got me thinking because I haven't really thought about it yet.
I've thought about it. You haven't?
Well, and it's just like, it's just one of those things that we're just, I mean, right now we view them, I mean, they're essentially an extension of our family. And we know that eventually she's going to want to go down to Texas, maybe spend an entire summer, or maybe their kids will come and spend a summer with us.
Right.
And they'll be essentially almost like her brothers and sisters for her life. But yeah, I mean, how do you explain what all transpired
and why
to an 8 or 9 year old?
Why we consider them family.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
So it might be weird for her because you're like, well, Mom, you didn't carry me. She actually carried me.
Because I think in a lot of circumstances, kids don't ever find out they were a surrogate kid, you know, because it just doesn't come up or whatever.
And they may not. And especially some, we found in this process that actually our surrogate had like a surrogate group. She had to be a part of a group of other surrogates.
Yeah.
So that they talked and kind of like just vented to each other. And some of these relationships go really bad. Like sometimes.
Because it gets controlling.
The expecting parents don't want anything to do with the surrogate after she delivers the baby.
I don't think I would, but that's just me. I think I would be like, okay, it out and give me my
and
kid.
Sometimes for some people it's a business transaction.
Right.
It really is.
Yeah.
But I mean, in our situation, it's just so much more than that.
No, and I love that. And I'm not criticizing. I'm just, for me, I would just be like, here's your money. Now plop out my kid and I'll be on my way.
Yeah.
But that's just me because I'm cold hearted.
I don't think it's something you totally think out at her age right now. I think that's something that you just keep pushing down the road. Down the road.
Right, absolutely. That's why I brought up the age.
So you really don't know how you're going to handle it.
That's why I brought up at the age of 8 or 9.
Mm-hmm.
Because
yeah, but
right
I,
now
I,
it's
I
not
don't
a situation.
Think, my point is that I don't think you know right now how you're going to handle it when that time comes. Simply because you're just not there yet.
Yeah, and I mean, to your point, Bree and I really haven't given it much thought.
That's what I mean.
We've just been living it, soaking up every moment, hanging out with them. And
I don't know why I was thinking about it, because I think it was this. It's because my son is the only child. And you brought up, and maybe I was having guilt about my kid because I was thinking about the holidays and stuff and him being an only child. And your wife saying, oh my gosh, she's not going to have any siblings or any family or whatever. Mm-hmm. And you said to her, well, the surrogate's family can be part of our family, right?
Yep.
And so I was like, oh my God, I don't have that for my kid. I don't have one of those. You know, I mean, he has aunts and cousins and stuff like that. But I was just thinking about that. And then I was like, well, I wonder how they bring that in and say they're family, but how does that work?
I know, and to your point, how do you explain that where it's actually digestible
to an 8-year-old or a 9-year-old, right?
9-year-old kid.
Yeah.
Because to your point,
science.
There was a lot of things that happened in our journey that it might even scare her a little bit.
Right.
And we don't want to scare her too much because, I mean, her... Bree almost died a couple times because of this whole journey that we've been on, and it will be a little heavy to bring up.
It's gonna be a lot.
Yeah,
anyway, I just was asking. All right,
a little heavy.
I think the answer is we don't know.
Yeah, no idea.
BJ Jamie Morning Show here on a Wednesday.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9. BJ Jamie Morning Show on a Wednesday on the Odyssey app. There's an AirTag story this morning that Apple's going to start sharing the information with the airlines. That's pretty cool.
What do you mean?
You know how you get the AirTags, you put them on your luggage, and you know where your luggage is, but the airlines really doesn't know where your luggage is, right?
Mm-hmm.
Now you can send over, well, starting soon, it's going to start with United Airlines and then go on to the other airlines too. But now you can send that information over to the, via your phone, over to the airlines so they can find your luggage for you. It's much easier.
Huh.
Yeah. Here's the story.
The new tool to help track your luggage if it's lost. Apple says passengers who place AirTags in their bags will soon be able to share the location of missing luggage with the airlines, allowing them to track your bags in real time and hopefully get your bags back to you more quickly. Now, this new feature will be part of next month's new software update.
Why haven't we done this?
I was thinking that same thing. That is so funny. I was just like, wait a minute.
Why is it taking so long to figure this out?
It's kind of obvious, doesn't it?
It does. It's like, why? And they're saying this won't start till 2025. So, yeah, and I realize it's only a couple of months away. But still, Jamie and I are both on the same path here. Right? Like, what the hell took so long?
So how did it go before? So if I know my luggage is in Oklahoma, did I go up to the desk and go, see, right here, it's in Oklahoma?
I don't know. I have no idea how it worked in the past. I just assume that there would be a way that you could, you know, send it to your airline, screenshot, whatever, and send it to your airlines, but I guess there's really no way to do it unless you are at the airport.
My son's earbuds, you know, those little things that go in your ears.
Yeah.
They're in Missouri, and we were thinking about taking a road trip over Thanksgiving and going to that place. We know
and getting them back.
Getting them back, because he had taken them out and set them down, and now they're in Missouri.
Yeah.
I'm like, we're going in, son.
I lost a $700 watch on an airplane.
Oh.
Yeah.
I thought you found it, though. Did you?
No.
Oh, you never found that one?
Never found it. Mm. I called Lost and Found, and Lost and Found for the airlines is a joke.
Hotels for everybody.
It's a joke. Yeah. It's a crapshoot. I mean, it's not going to be there. But I called and called. I even ran out to the airport a couple of times and went to them face to face.
Here's what I do.
Couldn't find it.
When I find something, because we found a really, really expensive ring at a hotel in Las Vegas. I went to Lost and Found. I said, I have a ring. Here's what it looks like. Here's my phone number if anybody comes looking for it. But I didn't give it to them.
You did. Wait a minute. So you held on to the ring and said, hey, they have to contact me.
Yep.
Wow.
I actually like that move.
That's a good move on your part.
Yeah, because I know that they, you know.
Look, I don't trust these people.
That's what I'm saying.
These people that are in Lost and Found for the airlines, they see all kinds of great merchandise. I mean, good stuff every day. And why is it every time you go there to see if your stuff's there? It's never there.
I know.
It's never there.
I
looked for this watch for months.
Yeah.
And I started literally... maybe 3 hours after I got off that plane when I realized that I'd lost it. I didn't even realize I'd lost it. And then I started searching for it, made a phone call, nothing. Never showed up.
Well, let me just say, they obviously didn't call because here's my beautiful ring.
Oh, that's gorgeous. That ring I notice every day when you walk in here.
Amazing?
That's amazing. Well, they're lost, right?
BJ and Jamie.
Plus 105.9, the BJ Jamie Morning Show. November. We're only a couple of weeks away. Couple of weeks away from Thanksgiving, man.
Yeah, I've been seeing everybody start to post like what they're going to make and stuff.
Have you noticed there's no turkey shortage?
Usually about this time, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. We usually have a shortage of birds.
That is true.
They say there are less birds, less turkeys being raised because a lot of people are moving away from turkeys.
Really?
Because I wouldn't
think so.
Dirty,
dirty bird.
I don't know.
I think of turkey as dirty.
Turkey sucks. is awful.
He's right.
He's right. Yeah. You are right. Absolutely
you are right.
Correct.
Everything you say
is
right.
There's nothing about him delicious, right, Cadell?
No, dude, it's dry. It doesn't have any flavor.
Dark meat's the best. Dark meat is.
How do you feel about dark meat?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, we don't have to be nice to you. Dark meat sucks.
Well, I think dark meat is...
Turkey's way better
is
than...
juicier.
Yeah.
Dark meat is juicier.
No.
Because the regular meat's just dry.
I don't know. All right. Well, nevertheless, now, if Spadilla had said that, yes, dark meat would have been the best.
It would have been the best.
How do you feel about cranberry sauce there, Spadilla?
Also sucks.
Okay. Yes. Thank you, buddy.
Yes.
It does.
Yes.
It does. But yeah, they say that people are turning away from turkey. I don't feel like people are turning away from turkey. I mean, if you ate turkey in the past every Thanksgiving, I'm assuming you still do.
I'm so picky at Thanksgiving. I hate Thanksgiving. To be honest with you, I hate all the food.
I'm with Jamie.
It's just yucky. So what I do is, if you saw my plate, you would make fun of me. It's just a corner of a little bit of mashed potatoes over in the corner. It's a roll and some green beans.
Yeah.
Mine's that, but with mac and cheese instead of mashed potatoes.
Oh, if we have mac and cheese, I'd
What about stuffing?
No. Yeah.
Oh, really?
Stuffing sucks too.
I love stuffing.
I don't like stuffing.
Yeah,
so good.
I love Thanksgiving. Like,
Thanksgiving is just a big thing of mush.
Yeah.
Just a mushy.
And you don't eat any of that food normally the rest of the year. You only eat it that one time, and it still sucks.
You're also the pickiest eater I've ever seen on the planet.
I know, but a lot of people agree with him. A lot of people, if you really analyzed it, it's not your favorite meal. It's a beautiful day and great to be with your family and friends and all that, and that part is awesome.
Yeah.
But that's the moment. But if it was really up to you, that wouldn't be your last meal.
No.
You know?
I agree with that.
No, but I would say that the dressing and making a whole turkey are the only two things. The other stuff I eat the rest of the year.
Oh, stuffing?
Yeah.
You eat stuffing?
Cranberry
sauce. I just said stuffing.
Cranberries?
No, I don't eat stuffing, and I don't cook a full turkey, but that's the only two things. But the rest of the stuff I do eat.
Like
I eat cream corn. I eat the yams, all year long.
Gravy.
Yeah.
Well,
now we're going to go through the whole list.
Just saying. I love the food, though. Yeah, a lot of people don't, but I love the food.
Yeah, but, you know, I would say overall, everybody goes, when you really think about it, it's not like my favorite meal on the planet, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, I don't. I'm with you. If it came to your last meal,
right?
That's not the meal I would pick.
No, it's just about the day. For me, it's just about the day
and football
and being around everybody. You know that part's except for my son has put a wrench
football.
In it. Oh my God! Now you guys, so we're doing Thanksgiving, right? And then Friday, my kid is flying in on Wednesday, and then Thanksgiving, and then Friday morning we are driving back to California with his truck.
Oh, because he wants his truck
His truck. And I guess, because you're not supposed to have, he went in as a sophomore, right? And so technically, though, you can't have a car until you're a junior.
Huh.
But he's in some missile group or whatever, Rocket Club has parking spots.
Yeah.
And so he's going to park it there.
Oh, they're going to give him more?
Now, is he going to be legal or not legal?
He can park it there. Yeah.
Well, he can park it there, but is he allowed to have a vehicle?
No.
Okay, he's illegal. So he's driving dirty.
He won't park it on campus. It'll just he'll be at Rock. It'll be at Rock.
But he's not supposed to have it.
He's not really supposed to.
Yeah, not supposed to. He's driving dirty.
So we get to drive all the way from Colorado to Northern California on Friday. Yay!
That'll be fun. That'll be a good drive.
That is not the Thanksgiving I want.
On Thanksgiving.
No, on Friday.
What will you do on Thanksgiving, though?
So I'm going to do two of them.
Are you cooking at all?
No. Hello, have you met me?
Yeah, I have. I knew it was a dumb question as I was asking, but I thought I'd throw it out there.
No.
So what are you doing for your thing?
So I'm doing what I usually do, Friendsgiving. Since my dad passed away, I always do like a Friendsgiving.
Yeah.
So I go to this house and they have everybody there. So that's what we do. Is Friendsgiving
locally?
Okay. Yeah. and then Christy tries to make some green bean casserole, and then she's usually had some drinks, and then turns out real bad.
Yeah.
I have the video from it, and it would. Yeah, but that's what we do, and I mean it's just the whole living room is just full of tables, just everybody's there.
That's cool though.
It
it's very so it's very cool. Even though you don't like the food, it's still a good day.
No, it's great. And then like the year before last we. They went shovel sledding.
Yeah.
It's where you ride a shovel and you take a rope. You take a rope, you tie up the shovel to the truck, and then you ride.
Okay. Yeah, I like that.
I have no idea.
Very dangerous, but very fun.
Seems like it'd be fun.
Yeah.
Yeah, you don't think of that after the wine.
No. 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 You are so right, Spadil.
You are right, Spadil.
You are so dead on today. Yeah. Unbelievable.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9, BJ, Jamie Morning Show. A couple of things from Texnado. First of all, a lot of people still a big fan of turkey.
Yep.
Yeah, turkey's a good thing. Once a year, big old turkey. That's a good thing.
My dad would deep fry it.
Yeah. Oh,
yeah. It was pretty good.
You know, every time I've tried to deep fry one, I screw it up.
Oh, you
do? Yeah. Can't seem to get it right, so I just use the old cooker.
He would do both. He would do the deep fry and then he'd do the oven. And I'm telling you, it was pretty good.
Yeah.
Not lying. Yeah. I like the deep fried better.
Carson says he's going to Popeye's.
Yeah.
Yeah, they have a Cajun deep fried turkey this year.
Ooh.
Sounds
look at him go.
Delicious.
Yeah, going off the board.
Right?
Hey, Spadil.
Yeah.
Another thing on Texas. NATO, that the tone I'm using toward you seems to be a bit of an a-hole.
I've actually been thinking about this whole bit the whole morning. I think the whole bit in and of itself is actually kind of mean. Because, like, you're pointing out that, like, you guys think that I'm not good at my job, so you have to, but you have to be nice to me so that you're not being perceived as being mean. But the whole, like, root of the bit is that you guys don't think that I'm doing my job.
Right.
Right. So I mean, that's kind of mean.
That is the origin.
No. You're wrong, buddy. No.
Well,
that's
you have
not
to take in his feelings.
I'm just saying his feelings are very negative. I'm trying to pump him up in a positive direction. That's not it at all. At all that it's being perceived. Sometimes when you're on air, you don't realize some of your words are being perceived a certain way. And and Texnado is telling us that we're being perceived as we're bullying you. Okay.
Mostly you.
So we're trying to. So I'm trying to correct that with the audience. Uh-huh. It's got nothing to do with you and pointing out anything.
I see
you
what you're
do.
Saying, though, Schmidl.
Yeah.
And it was his idea.
It was.
Yeah. It was his idea to do this, and I get what you're saying, and you're right. Actually, as I think of it, like you would. Very mean.
It kind of is.
And condescending.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Yep.
No, not at all.
Yeah.
Not at all, buddy.
Yeah, it is. Yeah.
No, but you're wrong on that one.
No, I don't think so.
Yeah, you're wrong. No. It's not that at all.
I feel like it
it's
is.
It's just I want to clear up the image over here on my side.
I'm supporting you.
Thank you. Uh-huh. Yeah.
Man, you're such a turncoat. Jamie. All right, so no more be nice to Spadil Day?
I guess not, man. Yeah, I don't know.
Oh, he's ending it.
So you want us to call you out if you make a mistake? And
sure.
Just go after it?
See, I would have kept it going as much money
you
as I could raise.
Money,
yeah. Why are you wanting to end this?
Yeah.
I just wanted to point out that I think the whole bit in and of itself is actually mean.
Wow.
Yeah.
I feel like I feel you on that one.
Really?
All right. Wow. That is rude now that I really, really think about
it. Well, I never looked at it like that.
Yeah.
Because you only think of you. That's
just
why.
Trying to clear your name.
Yeah, I guess I was just trying
this
to clear my name.
Feels very sarcastic. So.
Yeah. Sarcastically doing it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. All right. Well, I'll go back to just being me.
National Kindness Day, too. I mean, come
yeah,
on.
Yeah, it's National Kindness Day.
Yeah.
All right. You actually know that time.
All right. Well, I'll make sure that I point out the next time you really blow
it. Oh, man. Watch out.
Shouldn't be very long.
Oh, my.
I got a feeling I'll be back here within 10 minutes or so.
This took a wacky turn. All this took a really wacky
turn. We're doing a nosedive.
I know.
Yeah.
I know.
Okay. Just let me see what I can ask for from you because I know you'll blow it. Let's see. What can I?
How about any ideas?
Any ideas? Yeah, you got an idea for the next break?
Tabloid trash?
Oh, nice, nice. Okay.
Oh, that's a good go-to.
Oh, my God.
All right. Sorry about, man, I wish you would have spoken up earlier.
Because
this has been 2 hours of this.
Yeah.
Well, he's obviously been obsessing about it, too.
Yeah, you didn't
put a lot of
out.
Thought.
You
know,
I mean, you could have off-air come in here and said, hey, guys, I feel like that what we're doing here is sarcastic and mean. But you didn't do that.
Yeah, I wasn't going to, and then I just decided to all off the cuff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
On air.
And I support you.
Thank you.
Yeah. I don't support you. Because I don't have to anymore. And guess what? I never sent that $25. Screw you.
Oh, you little schmuck.
And now, Jamie talks about everything. Fun Hollywood news and gossip.
Jamie's Tabloid Trash on Alice 105.9.
If I'm not here tomorrow, it's because I'm dead.
Uh-oh.
Yeah.
Why? What happened?
Well, first of all, my whole world is falling apart, okay?
Okay.
So, you know, my kid and I are now going to take his truck back to California on Friday of Thanksgiving, right?
Right.
But I've been busting my to get all the Christmas stuff up so when he comes back home, everything is all Christmassy, right? Well, now we're going to have one day because now we're driving the truck back.
Oh, that California. Is a bummer.
Yeah.
You're going to have one day what?
Of Christmas, of it looking like Christmas. He's just going to see it for a split second.
Oh,
yeah, because okay. I'm like getting everything ready because I thought he was going to be here Wednesday to Sunday. And so I kind of bitched at him a little bit. I'm like, really? It's, you know, and he's like, well, you can take a road trip back with me then. So that's why I'm driving back with him so we can spend some time together.
Yeah.
But I'm doing all this Christmas crap for no reason now. But anyway, it's fine. I'm happy. because I'm trying to put the last piece of the 15-foot tree up. And that is a bitch.
Oh.
I have a 12-foot ladder in the living room, right? And I have all three sections up, but I just have the top part that has to go up there. And that, BJ, I just can't.
And you got to stand on the very top of the ladder.
The very tip top of the ladder. Oh. And I'm going to die. I'm going to die.
You may have to go back to rent a husband.
I might.
And call somebody.
I might, yeah. Because right now it's at 12 feet. The tree is probably like at 11 feet, 12 feet. But it doesn't have a top.
Yeah, you got to get that top up there. It's not going to look right.
You know, everybody does this. We all buy these things that look on the box. It looks amazing. You know, 15-foot tall tree. I mean, how glorious would that be? And then you get home, you're like, oh, my God.
Yeah.
And then I'm pushing it around, putting the other part in, and it's just sliding. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
It's sliding along the wood floor. Just come on. My God. It's a whole thing. It's a whole thing. All right. Anyway, by the way, though, I guess I am. Miss Manor says I'm doing everything wrong. I guess since Christmas is more than a month away, people should not actually start decorating until December the 1st.
I don't buy that.
No, there's no way.
No, I don't get that.
Traditionally, Christmas trees and decor should go up on the first day of Advent or the fourth Sunday before Christmas. And this year, this falls on December the 1st.
Yeah, there are no set rules, in my opinion. I think that you can do whatever you feel like doing. Now, I don't think you do it before Halloween, but I think any time in November, you're fine.
I might have some bad news about this big Jake Paul Mike Tyson fight.
Uh-oh. Bad news?
Bad news.
Oh, no.
Bad news. They're saying, and none of us knew this, there's a report that's saying that Mike Tyson must pass two medical tests before he gets in the ring with Jake Paul.
Okay.
They are at EEG, which is a brain scan. He has to pass that, and then an EKG. He has to pass that.
You think he can?
I don't know about the brain.
The brain scan worries me a lot.
Yeah, the brain one really worries me.
Yeah.
And they're saying, even though it's days away, it's a rule from the state. It's a state mandated two tests. These two tests have to be done before every boxing match. So it's mandated. And if he doesn't pass them, there's no fight.
Oh, man.
I know, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, so I don't know.
He'll pass.
The brain one?
Yeah, I think so.
Yellowstone's first episode without Kevin Costner reaches over 13 million views.
That's big.
That is very big. The return of Yellowstone on Sunday delivered massive ratings for Paramount. Then if you include all the different streaming service and all that stuff, 13.62 million views.
Woo.
So I think I'm going to start watching it.
You should.
Yeah, because I'm on all the memes, you know, now, like somehow because we talk about it, my phone gives me all the memes. I really do like that Beth and Rip.
They're America's couple, essentially.
I think I really like them. I didn't know about them really, but I like them.
And I watched the rest of the episode one of the season 5 part 2 yesterday.
Yeah.
I'm hooked.
Yeah.
I think this season's going to be crazy.
It's a
Even though it was disappointing to have how it went down, I think it's going to get really good.
Yeah. I mean, because I don't know why I get these little shorts of those two, the couple of Rip and Beth. They're just so cute together, BJ.
Yeah. I've seen it. I've seen a couple of episodes of it.
I mean,
early. I saw it maybe a year and a half ago.
She's a psycho, but he's just so cool.
They even each other out. They really do.
He's just cool, you know? You should learn how to ride a big horse, not a pony. And be just cool.
Yeah, big horses scare me, though.
Is it the big eye?
Yeah.
I got a big eye.
Yeah, and they... When you do that, I jump.
Yeah.
You know, I like ponies.
We were at the stables. My sister has a horse. We were at the stables in Southern Illinois. And this horse turned around and bit the bejesus out of this little kid.
Oh.
No, like the ambulance had took her whole shoulder out. Bit her shoulder off. Oh, it was horrible. I was like, okay, I didn't know they do that.
And we're done.
Yeah, they had to do flight for life and everything. It was horrible.
Wow.
God, I mean, because you always think like horses are so mellow with those big teeth.
No, they're not.
They'll eat you. All right, anyway, don't be afraid, kids. They're fine.
Well, most are, but you'll get one that's a little over the top.
Man, that was, I couldn't believe it. All right, Dancing with the Stars, I guess I missed it. They took a week off of the U.S. because of the election. And that big tall dude that I love so much, the NBA player Dwight Howard, he's gigantic. He got kicked off the island.
No kidding.
I liked him.
What did they do last night that was so different?
They made you learn a dance in 5 minutes.
So it was like a dance-off?
Well, you had to learn it, memorize it, and perform it.
That's hard to do,
yeah.
I feel like.
Yeah, I knew they changed it up a bit because I saw people posting about it.
Yep. John Krasinski, he has been named People Magazine's 2024 Sexiest Man Alive. I mean, he's cute. Don't get me wrong. He is cute. But he started in The Office before launching the Quiet Place franchise and leading the action series Jack Ryan. He's good look. I wouldn't call him the sexiest man alive.
Isn't that such a dumb title, though?
Well, I don't know. Patrick Dempsey kind of fit it for me. George Clooney's fit it for me. Brad Pitt. Those others have fit it, but I don't know about if he fits it. Sexiest handyman alive. Do you know who that went to?
Handyman?
Mm-hmm.
Huh.
They did others.
Yeah, I saw they did like a TikTok star. And...
Yeah.
Oh, let me think here. The guy that's... with his wife on TV?
Yeah, Chip Gaines. He won.
Oh, yeah, Chip. I could see Chip winning that.
Yes. Let's see here. The sexiest musician.
Oh, Lenny Kravitz.
Oh, that's a good guess, though.
I'd have to go to Lenny.
Whoa. Yeah. Harry Styles.
Lenny. Oh. Lenny would beat Harry, right?
Yeah.
Lenny's I mean, if you got hot. Lenny and Harry, I think most people would pick
Lenny.
No,
I totally agree with you. That is, people are telling me I got to watch Yellowstone. It's really, 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 really good. Okay, thank you. I will. I think you guys told me that last time, but then I was scared because there's just so many episodes.
No, you can binge them. Trust me, you're going to be...
Fat.
No.
Yeah, fat.
No, you're going to be hooked and you're going to be in it and you're going to be living it.
I mean, I have so much guilt when I sit there and binge. Like if I go out of town and then Bravo's on and I binge like two shows in a row, I feel like such a loser.
Well, just do like maybe 1 to 2 episodes. That's it.
Okay. All right.
It's going to be hard.
You do. You feel like a loser when you're sitting there and it's like, are you done yet? No, I'm still sitting here.
Or when
here.
It pops up, and are you still watching?
Yes. Yes, I am because I'm losing, baby.
You know, I don't know if you will, though. I don't know if you'll actually get into it.
I don't know. I love the little shorts, though.
I know you like the shorts, but I'm telling you, I'm not sure. I don't know if it's your cup of tea simply because you're such a documentary person and you like reality stuff. Yeah. You like the real stuff. That's why you like Real Housewives. Even though it's scripted, it comes across as real.
I know, but I'm getting sick of them. I'm getting sick of the Real Housewives. I hate to say this.
Right.
Because I have Jamie's Bravo bunch. But literally, now that I've been watching it more, they go to dinner, they fight, and then they go home.
Yeah. It's the same story
like,
every single episode.
I'm so sick of it. It's like they go to dinner, and you girls that watch Bravo, I mean, you gotta agree. They go to dinner or lunch, they all fight, and then they go home, and you're like, whatever. What was that? It's just...
It's just that it came across to me as kind of a cowboy soap opera.
Cowboy soap opera.
Yeah.
It's so good.
Yeah.
That's why I didn't get into gladiator porn.
Yeah.
What was that?
Game of Thrones?
Yeah, that was gladiator porn.
I don't know. We'll see. We'll see.
We'll see.
You could.
And then, let's see here. There was one other thing. Forget it. It's over. There you go. Tabloid trash.
All right. BJ, Jamie Morty.
Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought 2 wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first 3 orders. Service fees and terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news,
you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
BJ and Jamie.
Thank you for being a friend. Travel down the road, you know what? Back again. We have to go.
What do we have to do?
Because they're going to have a fire alarm and we have to evacuate the building.
Yeah. The fire people, they listened to our show and they said this is their favorite feature and that they're going to hold off on the fire alarm thing until after I finish this.
I heard it was at 9:10 this morning.
Yeah, I feel like they're coming up the stairs right now.
Oh, that's the best part of the song.
The car attached to say thank you for being a friend.
Here we go, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you so much for being such a fan of this feature on the program. This is assisted living lunch. Now, as you know, the prison lunch was a big hit last week. Well, I feel like it was huge. Spinell, was it huge last week?
Massive. Yeah.
Thank you, buddy. Assisted living lunch. Do the texts keep coming in for this?
They pouring in. Woo! Pouring in.
You know, I really wish. I looked at the boss. I said, I really hate this feature. Like, I hate it. And he's like, well, you got to look at it this way. Nobody else is doing it. And I was like, really? That's what you're going to say? That's what you're going to say? You're not going to. You have the ability to ask this. You are the boss.
Our boss is the best. He is. He knows a good thing when he hears it. He's a big fan of this, too, really.
He's right. Nobody else is doing it.
All right. Listen up here. Now, assisted living lunch. This is Arborview Apartments. They call them the apartments. Really, it's assisted living. For lunch today, here's the deal. Breakfast is always the same. For lunch today, we have vegetable stew.
Nice.
Woo! Man, I love that. Little carrots, potatoes.
I understand vegetables.
Side salad. Got a turkey and bacon pinwheel. All right.
Bacon
and pasta.
What is that?
It's a sandwich.
Oh.
Yeah. Big sandwich. Got the pinwheel along with pasta, salad, and chips, and a caramel sundae. Plus, caramel apple.
Wow.
Yeah. I wouldn't think they would serve caramel apples there.
No. Well, too sticky.
Dentures.
Yeah.
Yeah, might knock your teeth out.
Yeah, might stick to the apple.
You might, like, have a bunch of just apples lined up with teeth stuck in them down the table. That's what I'm
saying. See, that's funny. That's why this feature is so damn good. Mm-hmm. So good. All right, for dinner, the vegetable stew's back. You got your carrots, your potatoes.
Right, don't forget the potatoes. Yep. All the vegetables. Yep.
Peas. You got the peas in there. Then you got the side salad. It's the same. So far, it's the same meal as lunch. Chop steak for dinner. Woo! Hamburger patty. Oh, it's delicious. With a baked potato and broccoli and then an ice cream bar to knock it off.
Don't
the top.
These people have diabetes?
Man.
What's with all the ice cream and the caramel and stuff?
Ice cream like three times a day.
I know, but like, isn't there a diabetes issue? Don't old people have a diabetes? Isn't that like a thing?
I don't know. I think when you get to this point, you just throw all that out the window.
Oh, okay. Well, then they should have a bar. They should have a whiskey bar.
You go out with a blast, man. What are you talking about?
Do they ever get to have, like, cocktails, like wine or anything?
You know, I don't think so. My mom was in assisted living for about 4 years.
Yeah.
And I don't think they ever had anything that had alcohol.
Because even though my son says he's going to put me in one, unless they have a bar, I'm not going.
Seriously.
Right?
I think you could pick, one that has a bar.
Yeah.
But she wasn't in one.
You should be able to day drink whenever you
want. Well, I think that, what's that guy with the parrot on his shoulder?
Captain Morgan?
No, well, that guy too. No, the guy that has the assisted living places.
Jimmy Buffett?
Yeah.
Jimmy Buffett,
yeah. I think he has a full bar in all of them. I mean, I know he's passed away.
That's like a full-blown
party.
But
well, his is more retirement. They're not assisted living.
Oh, they're not?
No.
He doesn't have a wing? No,
I don't think so. I think he has retirement communities.
Gotcha.
That he's put together.
That's
that,
where I'm going because they have a bar.
Yeah. They have like a whole social thing. I think with the assisted living, it's a little bit more... locked up in your room or more.
Oh, God.
Well, I'm just saying.
This is so
I mean, with meals like this coming your way, why wouldn't you want to be locked up in your room? Waiting on the next vegetable stew that comes along.
Hey,
right? Got your carrots, potatoes.
Potatoes,
and your
don't
peas.
Forget potatoes. Thank you for being a friend. Travel down the road and back again. Your heart is true. You're a pal and a confidant.
Jay and Jamie, weekday mornings on Alice.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.